One of my favorite times as a young boy growing up was when I would get the opportunity to work with my father. No matter if it was mowing the lawn, working on the car, or dragging, raking, and chalking a baseball field, it was a joy to work with my dad. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In John chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus responds to the Pharisees' frustration of Jesus working on the Sabbath by saying, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." Jesus does two things with this statement. He confesses that he works, even on the Sabbath, but he does so because he claims a special relationship with God the Father. He claims deity for himself. He says, "My Father," instead of "our Father." What he's doing is he's claiming that special relationship with God that the Pharisees did not have. Jesus ushers in a new covenant based on his relationship and work with his Father. The Pharisees couldn't see that. They didn't want to see it because they were the controllers of the old Mosaic covenant, which was designed to point out sin and the need for a Savior. But the Pharisees saw the old covenant as something that they could accomplish and control in themselves. Now remember, the Sabbath was made for man. The Sabbath is a gift to mankind. Stop, refocus your heart and mind on God. But God doesn't stop working. He gives us the pattern for rest by resting on the seventh day of creation, leading us in worship of himself. But after that, if God stopped working, then the world would fall off its axis, stars would fall out of the sky, and the world would turn to complete chaos. God is constantly working to renew creation through his providence and sovereignty, and so too is Jesus. Jesus's work is to renew. And his renewal is everlasting, and his yoke is easy. It doesn't weigh us down. It doesn't crush us. So if you're feeling burdened and weighed down by having to live the Christian life, then my friend, you're not living the Christian life. You're living according to either some other standard, or you're trying to follow the commands of Christ without the power of Christ. Plain and simple. But Christ has been given to us so that he can live his life through us day by day. As you pray today, please remember Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast heard throughout India.